let's begin. We're up to the laws of Bainah. The laws of Binyan Ustira, construction and demolition. Simon Pei, Halacha Samach Zayin, is on page Kuf Lamed. Page Kuf Lamed. Kishem she'osu lasa is afilu bin arai b'shabbos, and the laws of construction are quite lengthy, and Rabbi Riviat, half of one of the volume is all about binyan. There's a lot of stuff in binyan. It's not so easy. All the variations of binyan, a lot of things are not so clear. There are many applications which is a machlekes apayskin. So we'll try to do the best that we can. So first we start with Samach Zayin Kishem she'osu lasa is afilu bin arai b'shabbos kachosu lahisif al binyan kavu afilu toisefes arai. Just like you're not allowed to build something arai, you're not allowed to build a temporary structure. Building a temporary structure is only also mid rabbanon. Min haTorah to be chayiv binyan, it must be attached to the ground. It must be permanent. Permanent, just like it was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, binyan in the Mishkan was they erected the Mishkan. There were 48 kerashim which were put into place. They were permanently put into place. You ask me the question, oh, but they traveled, they were masos, so they was never meant to be there, it was never meant to be permanent, because at any moment, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell you to travel, it doesn't matter. Since at this moment in time we are here to stay, that was considered to be a permanent settling, and anything that is done to be permanent is called binyan. How long does it need to be? Does it need to last? So Rabbi Riviat, I don't know where he gets this from. He says 7 to 8 days. I don't know why seven, eight. It's only considered.
Well, where did you understand masos?
The masos, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was 7 or 8 days, but there were ones that were for years, and right. Ones that were very short.
Some learned that they were there for 39 years, and all the masos happened the last few months.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, could be.
The first 15 were in a matter of a week.
Yeah, I don't know, okay.
Why not a sukkah?
Oh, so a sukkah is, to build a sukkah, is a diras keva.
7 or 8.
Is that why? Because in Chutz Li'aretz we live in a sukkah for 8 days? I don't know.
Why would he say 7?
I don't know. I don't know why. I didn't see any footnotes of where he gets 7 or 8. He says 7, anything that's meant. If you build a structure that's not meant to last for 8 days, that is not called. It's not called boine d'oraisa, and it's by nature, not something which is meant. And if you're only planning on living there for 1 day, but the building is secure where it can last for more than 8 days, that's binyan d'oraisa. A sukkah, if you're traveling and you're going to be here just for Shabbos, and you're putting up your sukkah just for Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, I'll be taking it down. That doesn't matter. You're chayiv for putting up a sukkah. The sukkah, theoretically, is strong enough that it can last for 8 days. A structure that is strong enough to last for 8 days, it's not going to fall down in a ruach mitzuya, is binyan derais, even though your plans are only to be here less than, to take it down in less than 1 day. Same thing, a pop-up sukkah, it's only that it's not a kosher sukkah. If it's not going to last for 8 days, it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah. It's a very big problem.
No, but I mean, a window will come and knock it down.
Then they're not kosher. They're not kosher. If you have a pop-up sukkah, the really cheap pop-up sukkahs, if they really cannot, if they cannot last a ruach mitzuyah for 8 days, it's not a kosher pop-up sukkah. You're right. I was always considering getting one of them because, but I didn't get it. This is right. Pop open up, but. My neighbor, he's no longer, he moved out of the neighborhood, but I had a neighbor, he was only here, he lost his wife, and he was only here, like he goes to his children most of the time, but he was still around, he bought a pop-up sukkah, so I was intrigued, he put it in front of his house, and it lasted for 8 days, it looked very schwach, it looked like he can just come down, but it survived. It did survive. Maybe he tied it down. I didn't really pay close attention. Yeah, I guess you have to anchor. But let's say you go on a trip. People go on a chalamoy trip to an amusement park, and you pull out, you take with you, you pop a sukkah, and you set it up. So if you're just going to set it up in a way which is it's not going to last for 8 days, it's not going to be only ruach mitzuyah l'charet yina yoytza. I'm assuming. Okay, but we have a binyan arai, so a binyan arai is also, you know, even though binyan arai is not a melacha binyan de arai, so it's also a midrabanan to erect a temporary structure. Next question. What about taking a structure which already is fully built and you add to it? You moisif al habinyan. You add more bricks. You expand. That is called being moisif on a binyan kavua. Even if the part that you're eating is only temporary, it's osur midrabanan. Now he gives an example. So what is the example he wants to give? This is the case. Pesach she'en osu l'chnisa v'yitzia tadir el itim yuchay. So you have an entrance. An entrance to a structure which you don't typically enter or exit. It's not used. Osu l'delah she'en soveves al tzireha. Let's say you make a door. In other words, you take a board and you just put this board to block the entrance, to block an opening. But this door is not a door that you're actually going to use. Technically, theoretically, you can use it. There's no hinge, there's no pivot, there's no socket in the threshold in order for the door to open and close on a normal basis. You're just taking a board to close up this breach in the wall, which occasionally you're planning to use as an entrance and an exit. This would be considered boine. Taking a board and closing the opening is considered to be boine. It's not considered to be closing a door. We all know that if you have a door and a door has hinges, you can open and close the door the entire day. That's not called boine. But I'm closing a breach. I have a wall. By closing the door, I'm closing a breach. By opening the door, I'm demolishing the wall. I'm creating a breach. The answer is, since it's meant to open and close, and it's on a hinge, it's on some type of a mechanism where it opens and closes easily, this is not called boine. Boine means to put something in a permanent place where it's not going to be moved for 8 days. If the door is meant to open and close, that is not, even if you plan to keep the door closed for more than 8 days, the fact that it's meant to open and close on a regular basis is not considered boina. But here you have a shed where you're putting a board to close the breach and you're going to let it sit here for a very long period of time and there are no hinges and it's not a real door, that would be considered to be arai, being moisif a binyan, a temporary object on a binyan kavua, and that will be osur midraban. Occasionally, if you make a door which is not swivel on its hinges, what is a tzir? Tzir who eats a barzel, it is a pivot, either from wood or from iron. Which enters into the pivot, into the threshold. And above the above the, on the mashkaif on the what's the mashkaif called in English? The door, the lintel, the pivot. Go the tzir. This protrusion goes into the threshold and goes to the lintel on top. That then, if it does not have a tzir, then it is osur. Who adin kmo b'mashin aygim b'medinas l'sakin es adelas de anla. Then the article trailers hinges. If you don't have hinges, same exact problem. It's no good. Ela shekashra sham b'tola sham l'nol ba. So here's another example he's giving. Let's say you take a board, and instead of attaching it to a hinge, you tie it with a rope to the breech. So the rule is, if it has a tzir bedela zu, if the door just happens to be broken at this moment in time, there is a tzir, there is some type of pivot which comes out. There was a tzir, the nishbar umukam nikar mutar linul ba b'shabes, because then it's considered to be a full-fledged door, even though the door is not functional. But being that it's noticeable to anyone that takes a look that this is meant to be the real door where you enter and close, the proof is there is on the ground, on the askuba and the lintel, there is the hole in the ground for the tzir of the delas. So then it has the status of a regular door, and taking this board and putting in position, even tying it there, is not considered to be boine. Even if right now it's so weak, when you open the door, it's going to jerk on the ground. When you close the door, you have to lift it up, and you have to go and put it onto the threshold. Why is it mutter in this instance? Since in this instance it's tied, since there is some technique where this board is permanently tied to the structure. The gam yesh bo heker tzir. It's also noticeable to an onlooker that this was meant to be the door. The proof is it has the hinge, it has the pivot. Nikoshi delas hasuyil neila upsicha. It's noticeable that it's a door that's meant for entry and for closing of entry. It does not look to an onlooker like you're doing a new act of construction. You're being moisif. You're coming to add something to a pre-existing building. When we call shekainim yesh v'adayin tzir, it goes without saying that if the tzir is still present, and that certainly is going to be even better. The only thing you can't do on Shabbos Nogelech L'maisa is you're not allowed to put a door back on its hinges. So if you have a door and the door falls off its hinge, it comes out of the socket, and you want to put it back inside, that will be boina d'oraisa on Shabbos. Okay, that he has many different examples of this. Rabbi Rivian in his Sefer Lamedes Melachos, taking anything and a drawer which falls out of a cabinet that's attached to a wall or a panel, or anything which has to be put back in the track, and it's meant this drawer or this door to a bookcase or a door to a building is meant to be permanently in this location, even though it's meant to swivel to open and close, is called a melacha deraisa boy. Now, I shouldn't say deraisa, it can be makeh bepatish. When it comes to utensils, putting doors on utensils is makeh bepatish. Putting doors on structures is boyne deraisa. If the object is very large, where theoretically, if it would be completely sealed, it can hold 150 gallons of water, that automatically has a din of being kavua, and it's a boyne deraisa. For example, a refrigerator. Typical refrigerator, an average size refrigerator, if you would be able to seal it, it can hold a 40 saw, which is about 150 gallons of water. If the refrigerator door comes off its sockets and you want to put it back into its socket, that would be boine d'oraisa, because the refrigerator is a kli which is so large it cannot be moved. It has the status of something that's mechoba l'karka, a very large break front. If you have a break front bookcase and the door, and very common, these doors, they come off from the bottom, they come off the hinges, you open up the bottom door, take out a book, and then as you open it up, bang, the whole thing comes off, and you want to put it back in place, and it's meant, when you're going to put it back, it's meant to be back on its hinge forever. You don't have to want to fall off, even though you don't have to use any screws. You don't have to go and take a screwdriver. You can just push it into the socket the way it's supposed to be. Just came and somehow it got out, to reset it into its socket. And you don't have to use any tools. Just reset it. If this is a structure which is more, which can hold theoretically more than 40 saw, 150 gallons, that would be boine deraisa. And certainly putting a door onto its hinge that's attached to the ground, of course, the door, that would be boine deraisa. A screen door is boine deraisa. He mentions that case. If you have a window, and the screen of the window came out, and you want to put the screen back into the screen, that's a deraisa. Rav Riviat says that's deraisa because the screen typically is meant to be in the attached to the window permanently. Why did it get out? I don't know. It got out. Somehow it came out. It got loosened. If you have a drawer, let's say it comes off the track and you put it back on the track, it's boine deraisa. Once
it's the wheels just jump. If it's broken, you can't fix it.
He seems to say loy plug. It's a davar pashut. He seems to say it's a davar pashut that anything that is meant to be permanently attached to a davar mechubar l'karka and it's loosened and you put it back in place, even if it does not involve using screws, just has to be slipped in the proper way, that's boine deraisa.
What about a door of
opinion? That's what it says over here. It's beferish to go take put the door back on the tzir. Ulvad, look at the last line of the Samachay. Right before Samachas. Ulvad, shleyachzir, es hatzir limekaymoy. Don't put the hinge back in its place. The zehavi boine. The door, if the door is already attached to the hinges, you can open and close it. If the door came off the hinges, you can just take the door and push it. Take the door that came off the hinges and put it in the place. Put it to block the opening. opening. But don't connect the door to the hinges. Because by connecting it to the hinges, that's called you're doing something that's permanent. Ah, but you'll ask me, but putting the door back in the opening, it should also be considered permanent. No, that's no different than opening and closing the door. Just like if the door was attached to the hinge, you're allowed to open and close it. Taking the door and putting the door back in the location is also mutter. And we're dealing over here with these temporary structures which you use very rarely, he requires another condition that it has to be nikkur. How will it be nikkur? Something which is only used occasionally, and most of the time it's completely sealed up. It looks like it's just part of the wall. If you want to go show that this is really a door, it has to be nikkur. The way it's going to be nikkur is either there should be some resemblance of what used to be a hinge, so someone comes and sees, realizes it's really a door, or it's tied. There is some type of rope which can permanently connects this board to the structure, so it's noticeable that this is not part of the wall, but rather it's a door. Because if it wasn't a door, there would not be a need for it to be tied with a rope. You would just bang it with, you would attach it with nails. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha samaches avalim ein lo heker tzir. Continuing this theme, if you don't have heker tzir, also linmol b'shabbos, you're not allowed to take this board and close, block an opening. The kevin tzin she'ena asu lehapesach ela leitim riachoykos. Since you only use this as a door only occasionally, the adelas in the keres ladelas, it does not look like a door. Nearest hani'ila kimoy boyne. Putting a board against an opening in a wall looks like construction. Ach im hoyhi kashur v'tzluyah. We said before yafa, but if it's going to be tied with a rope very well, binyan shav kishahi pasuach ena negeres alaretz. But if this is tied with a rope and when you take off the board, it dangles. Afilo ena gavoya min haaretz ela kumoy nima. Even if it's dangling, it's just slightly above the ground, even a hair breadth. The kereshi deles. So repetition what he said before, it's like a door. Umoto linol ba. Chav samachtes in ainik hashur b'tluya klal. Let's say this board is not tied and suspended at all. Uchshu poitzchem shemte ma'aseh legamri also linul ba. He's just elaborating. Then you now why mishum ayfin pesach shein also luchnis v'yitzia tadir. If you're not going to use this every single day to open and close the door, it's aser. Avol pesach also luchnis v'yitzia tadir mutar linul ba afilu ain ba heker tzir. If there is no heker tzir, a trap door is mutar. You have to go outside in the street on the front of the stores. They don't really have it so much anymore in the new stores. But you know that in backyards, sometimes you have a trap door where it comes up from the basement. It's a door, even though that is called a real door. Since this has hinges, that's a real door. But something which doesn't have real hinges, it's just a board to cover some type of hole in the ground, even though you occasionally use it.
Does he have a sewer?
Yeah. So he has a whole discussion about a sewer. Sewer is no. You're not. He holds that putting back. First of all, putting back a sewer is boina, because a sewer it's not meant to be opened and closed. If everything goes according to plan, the sewer opening will remain closed permanently. When things don't go right, when something goes wrong, you have to clean it out. Something gets stuck, then you open it up. Yeah.
I have, let's say, the roof is a. There's a trap door to go up to the roof.
Yeah, that's mutter. Trap door is mutter.
There's no seer around it. It's just like a box covering it.
No,
there's no hinge.
Skylight? Yeah,
it's
like a
just
box.
Push
the whole box up and move it to the side.
And you move to the side?
So you can't
just
do it.
Eat
him with hikers. Because without a hinge, it's.
He seems to be saying, look, that would be a problem. Because since it's only the mechaikos and it's not attached with a rope and there is no hinge,
right.
So it looks like it's a permanent seal. It's only eaten with mechaikos, only very rarely. It would seem to me that you can't open it on Shabbos,
or
Yom Tov. Yeah, that's really what he's saying. That's what he's saying. You would have to have some type of permanent hinge or some type of rope.
You don't want to take it off. You just want to open it a little bit.
He seems to say you can't do that. That's what it seems to be saying. That's soisa. Whatever is binyan automatically is soisa. The two are totally zebezeh. Doesn't matter. Any opening, even a small little teeny pesach, a mashu, is called soisa. If it's not a delis, it's soisa. Your example would seem to be a problem. It would need to have a hinge, some type of permanent mechanism to open and close without it being completely, or at least tie it. Should be a drill with some type of rope which will be permanently attached. Yeah. You have to have some type of connection.
A sliding screen.
The sliding screen you can open and close, it's fine as long as it's meant, that's how it's built to open and close. But if the screen falls off the track and you want to put it back into the track, that's usser. If you have a drawer Okay, a drawer, a cabinet drawer, and you take it out. Bang, the whole thing came all the way out. You're not allowed to put it back in the track.
Because it doesn't have an stuff.
If it's attached to the counter, and the counter is mechubal lekarka, the counter is you don't need arbom saw. You don't need arbom. You only need arbom saw. Let's say you have a dresser or have a bookcase. Is the bookcase attached to the ground? Well, today I mean, they put in a little bookcase like this. They put in a bookcase like this, and the guy came and he assembled this a long time ago. And I told him he was drilling into the wall. He says, I'm not allowed to leave here by the allow me drilling this into the wall because Chas v'Shalom they can come and fall down on kids. Fall down. Anything. I said, no, I'm not planning on leaving it here for a very long time. We're gonna move this in a couple of weeks when we clean out this other room. I don't care. You hired me to install it. This is how I installed it. It's being drilled into the wall. Not my responsibility. So that's already different because it's attached to the wall. But if it's not attached to the wall, then it would be makeh bepatish, a different melacha. But if it's big enough, where theoretically, then it's boina. Boina and makeh bepatish are really the same thing. A kli, makeh bepatish is for a kli, and boina is for mechubal lekarka. Okay, so we have here Videlis. Okay, and then he goes another example to run through these things. A lot of these things are hard for us to really picture because we're not familiar with these ancient type of doors. But halacha ayin, halacha delis. I did samachtes. Okay, so halacha ayin then delis shasuya miluach echad a door that's made from one plank of wood, one piece of wood. Exactly your example. You have a delis, and you just put this board in the opening, and it's done occasionally. No, v'afilu yesh lo tzir, like we said before, im eina sedeves al tzirecha, if the tzir is not functional, the tzir is broken, it's not attached. D'kevon she'eina elo miluach echad, v'eina sedeves al tzirecha, nire kiboyne. It looks like kiboyne v'soysim mokam ha-pesach. Aval v'pesach ho asu l'chnitzin yitzir todir. The only exception would be that if you open up this board every single day, you don't have any hinges, and you don't have any ropes, and every single day, the way you enter and close is by taking a board and putting it into the opening and taking off the board. That's mutter because it's done. That's tamed. Pesach also lechnis v'yitzir todir yesh lehokel linol ba v'dafka kishyesh sham askupa. You have to have some degree of heker. There must be a threshold. There must be a frame and a scuba, something which at least superficially looks like it's a door. Then you can. That's combination of todir askupa. A scoop is a threshold. A threshold. Something which makes it noticeable that this is an entrance. The Oz Nika Shu Pesach. Ayin Aleph. Pekaka. Yeah. I guess if it was two boards, it's more noticeable that it's a door. Two boards, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I guess when there are two boards, it's not near a kibayna. The point he makes is near. He has that word near a kibayna. It has to be look like construction. When you do construction, you take big boards and you shut, you close up, you close the breaches. If you have multiple boards, that already has an amara. We're not familiar with the culture, with how things were done. It has more of an appearance of a door. It would be mutter. It would appear. Pekak hachalon, window. Okay, window. Same thing for windows. Exactly the same principle we apply to doors. We apply to windows. A stopper. Pekak literally means a stopper. Here means a shutter. A shutter for a window. Chalayin. Kagoyin luach. A board. A shor kol davar shesaitzman boy eshal. Chalayin. Yecholin lesasmai. You're allowed to close the window. Boy afilu im eino kosher shemim. It's not, even if it's not tied there. Why? Because windows were more lenient. Windows, it's more noticeable that it's not binyan. As long as you had kavana, you already used this board to close the window before, or you had kavana. If it's the very first time you want to take a board, you want to go use to close the window, that is asur. Okay, this is a very important word. The first time he says this word, Riviat had devoted this entire chapter to this concept called bittul. Binyan is only called binyan when there's something called bittul. Bittul, the way it's used in the context of binyan, is not the way it's used in the context of yoredeya. And yoredeya means doesn't exist. Some tarfus falls into a pot, So it's batel b'roif. Bittel here means you want it to remain permanently. If you want something to remain permanently, you're touching upon the iser derais of boine. If you only want it to be there temporarily, like putting in a stopper on a window, I don't mean it to be there forever, just until tomorrow, that is not technically boine deraisa. So here, even though if you can be mevala forever, it's going to be aser. Aval davar shein derech levat leishan el lizman katzar kun beged. If I want to go use a garment to close up a window, uchayoytze bo muter listayim b'chol linyan. So this is important. Halacha: if you have a broken window, you have a pane, you have a window, and you want to go spread a shmata upon the window to stop the air from coming in on Shabbos, it's muter, because putting a garment there is not something you have a little, not something which is you mevata. Then it's but I'm attaching the garment to the window in order to close up the hole. There's no din bittel in attaching a towel, a garment, to prevent air from coming inside.
The truth of the matter is, you could use anything because you're going to replace the pane tomorrow.
Not necessarily. You can go on for years. You can go on if you're going to put a board there, a piece of wood there. Maybe you don't really care. You leave it there forever. And if it's dove that you don't care to mevatel, it's Shabbos. A little pane of glass breaks, and there's a draft coming inside, and it's in an area of your house, in the back, or in the front, in some type of shed. I don't really care. I'll just take a piece of wood and shove it there. I'll shove it in and etch it in there. You might be mevatel there for a year until you'll come back. Next year, that would be a melacha b'nei deraisa. I'm going to go put a shirt. It's not going to last there. It'll last there for a couple of hours until tomorrow. That would be mutter. The losois, the chaloinois, alvius, shehem, tulim, al tziri barzel, doors and windows, even though they're suspended on tziri barzel, on hinges. Shenokel, lahasirim, lachzirim. It's easy. Now here we have a hinge. And it's easy as pie to take the door off the hinge. A light door or a cabinet door. And it's made where it's very, you can easily pull it out of its socket and put it back inside. It's still osir. It doesn't matter. Since it's meant for this thing to be permanently attached to its socket, removing it from the socket is nisr derais of soisir. Even though it's easy, shenoka lahasim lahachirzim mikol mokim, also shabbos, lahasim lahasim. Why? Ki atoilosim havikibon vahamisim havikisoisir. Because it's meant to be permanently attached. Even though it's designed in a way where it's very easily to take it apart and put it back together, the fact that since you want to be permanently attached, that would be a melacha derais of boina. Boina is not, people make this mistake. They think boina means you have to take out a screwdriver and a hammer, and you need, no, even if you don't need any tools. They advertise, you can go buy a bookcase, no tools required to assemble a sukkah. Right? They advertise for sukkahs. Easy sukkah, no tools required. All of the parts of the sukkah, they fit into place. Believe me, it's not so easy, that sukkah that they advertise. I read reviews. It's a lot more complicated to put up those Lego sukkahs than it is.
What's the thing? What's the thing?
It's awesome.
So why is Lego quite difficult?
Lego, because Lego is it's a toy.
Let's say you have a wall.
It's not a permanent structure. Lego is not meant to last for more than a couple of minutes.
Well, this sukkah is also not
20-minute life, child.
This sukkah is also not a
good. No, it is. 7 days. Sukkah can remain standing. You want to live in the sukkah.
Even if it's not.
You want to live in the sukkah. You make a Lego sukkah. You take the you don't still have anymore. The Coca-Cola things. They don't make them anymore. Why do they stop making those red?
They use it for Tishba.
Sakana? Save money. So people make a sukkah from the Coca-Cola things. To put it together on Shabbos is that's what it says. It's boina deraisa. What? But if your kavana is that it should remain for 7 days to be a sukkah boina, it's boina deraisa. That's what it says.
What about the sliding walls that you want to? Oh,
good Shiloh. Yeah, all the shoes, they want to move the sliding walls. So they're like curtains. They're like curtains. They're not like a curtain, it's a wall, it's more permanent. It's meant to open and close. The oilam opens and closes on Shabbos, so it must be mutter. They're meant to open and close. So it's you see them always open and close on Shabbos. It's right. It's not like a curtain. A curtain is something which is meant to mamish, to open and close. The sliding walls, you can make a real room. You could soundproof. You can make a real room. That must be the reason. They're meant to open. They're on a track. They're soundproof. The good ones, the better ones, they're very expensive. Also, of course, a hoinah. They don't get off the track. They don't get off the arm. I mean, if they get off the track, you have to call professionals. Right. You know how heavy they are? Each panel weighs 1,000 pounds. It's serious stuff. I know in Boston, where my sister Davins in Newton, they renovated the shul and they installed these massive. I never saw such massive walls on these tracks. You see them in all these shuls like this, but they're not so big. They're not so big, but these are incredible. How much each one must weigh. And the soundproof. These are even bigger than the carrying halls, right? They have the carrying halls. These are even bigger. Yeah, the mamish walls. But they're retractable. They're retractable, so it's mutter. These something which is meant to open and close on Shabbos is indeed mutter, even if it's soundproof, because that's the nature. It's no different than a curtain. A curtain you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos and shuls for mechitz for a simcha.
Yeah.
Right, you go to a shul and there's a simcha, so you open and close the mechitza. Right? You open and close the mechitza. The end of her, you now open and close the curtain on Shabbos. You're making a mechitza. You're not making a mechitza, it's meant to open and close. And also, you're leaving over another issue, you're leaving over a tefach. We didn't have that, that's coming up later on. Whenever you go and you open and retract a wall or an ohel or a mechitza, if you leave over a tefach, which is not that much, it's mutter. To create a brand new wall from nothing, yesh mayin, will be problematic. But if you leave over a tefach of the wall, or you expand from a pre-existing tefach of wall, or a pre-existing tefach of oil, that is mutter.
That's the mice of the awning on a sukkah.
Right, awning on a sukkah, you let it open on Shabbos, but you have to leave over a tefach. And when you close it, you only allowed to close it if you start out leaving a tefach. Now, by the way, Rambam Halacha, when you talk about a tefach, Rabbi Rivkin, he says it's not enough. You don't count the roll as part of the tefach. Some people make this mistake. Whenever you have the heter to open up a cover on a sukkah or even a curtain, we have to go through the details of a curtain. You have to at least start out with the tefach. Some people want to say is that the roll itself. Is the thickness of the roll is also considered to be a tefach. And the roll itself is certainly a tefach. So let's say you rolled it 100% and there's nothing coming out of the roll. Are you allowed to now open up the cover on the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov? No. Because you're creating a brand new oil on Shabbos. Why? But on the very edge of the sukkah, I have the roll. The whole, it's being completely rolled, and the roll itself is one tefach. That is not considered an ohel. That's not considered to be an expanding from a pre-existing ohel. A pre-existing ohel means actually one tefach of the ohel itself already has been extended. But the roll is not considered to be. So you took out the walls, maybe the same thing applied to the curtain and the walls. If the walls mamish go into the wall itself.
Right, the Israeli trisim that you have over the windows.
Yeah.
So if you close it all the way,
it goes all the way up inside. There's nothing inside. Okay, I gotta go look. This is gonna be coming up later on. Few, later on, we're gonna have the details of this. So we'll come there. We'll come to see the details in a few moments. A little later. Yeah.
Four sections.
Same thing. Anything which is meant to open and close, you're allowed to expand. But provided you have to have even when it's retracted, you have to have at least a small amount of it has to be.
There's no retraction. It's just sections.
To move them around?
Yeah.
You're allowed to move it around.
To assemble, yeah.
No, because they're pre-existing. These are pre-existing walls. You just want to move them around. Machitzas. Right, these partitions. Yeah.
Right.
So they're already you're just not moving them from place to place. This is certainly not. The machitzah already exists. Just a question of moving from place to place. The question will be to make from nothing a brand new machitzah. Take two pieces of wood and take a shmata. That you would not be allowed to do. But if you already have a machitzah and you just want to move the machitzah from place to place, or you have a machitzah and you want to expand the machitzah, that would be permitted. We're going to have this coming up a little bit later on. Let's a little bit go further. Let's finish up some of these halachas in terms of halacha. So we have over here halacha. Ayin Beis. The losos v'chaloyna esavopi shehem tulis al tzir barzel. Shnugalos, we did it already. I'm sorry. Halacha ayin gimel also lechabina. That's already a kiva sweeping. Okay, that we'll do tomorrow. But let's do the shrimps of halacha. Few of them. Lamed gimel binyan aray b'shabes ayin mishul marasham b'shulchan. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about a certain type of shulchan where you open up the shulchan to get something inside. And it's not like, I'm sure it's not like our high-tech shul furniture today.
But you want to expand the
bima. B'shulchan beis ha'beis ha'knesses. Shul ha'Torah. Ubo shnei nekavim. I have no idea what this means. Nekavim, yeah, b'ktsavos in the corners. V'nasel zu shtei techivos eich l'toichva m'socha nekavim. Okay. V'aleya manichim klei ha'kodesh. Then you take it out. You can take out these leaves and then put into the pivots. Since anything that's made is constructed to open and close in such a fashion, it's meant to open for a short period of time. It's meant to take apart is mutter. That's not considered boine. The definition of boine is something which is meant to remain in this position permanently. Something that's only meant to be in this position for a short amount of time is not called boine.
Table with a leaf.
Oh, that's what I just said.
Seemingly, yeah. Okay. That's you could explain it seemingly. Belinda, I checked it out. Rabbi Viat Sefer. Similarly, yeah, that's what it says. Kosav sham demuter lohitziim lachnisam b'shabbes dekevin dasim lekach ein zem yishum binyan v'stira chmoi darmin gabi stima satanur. I don't know what it's referring to. V'chasav sefer de binyan l'shah einoy binyan. Something which only meant for maybe a table would not be different because table would only live for a long period of time. I don't know. When it comes to the Beis HaKnesses, you only it's clear, they only come for Kriyas HaTorah for a very short period of time. If you go to the table, you might want the table to be there for who knows how long. So maybe that would be different. I do not know the answer. We have to go look it up in Rabbi Yat Sefer Belin Eder. But here we're talking about a Shulchan, the Beis HaKnesses only meant for a very short period of time for Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore we hold it Samutar. Lamed Dalid, Lahasina Lelaysan, you're allowed to go put take the door into the hinge, you're not allowed to put the door into the hinge or take it out. Ayin the Hagois on page La Kuf Lamed Aleph. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph on the bottom. Yeah.
If the table that you're putting the leaf in is, does that normally, does the leaf, it just sits on top of it?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
It's
pegs.
That's pegs. Mistam it's mutter. I'm pretty sure that it's mutter. Opening up, it's meant to open and close, and as pegs, it's not meant to be permanent. I'm pretty sure that it's mutter, but I don't know for sure. But it's
depends. So they said if the lid of the stack table is connected to the metal,
yeah,
or whatever it is, then it's not a problem. It's connected.
It's very connected.
If you had those stack tables that snapped on the top, then you are creating something permanent that never was. In other words, it was made to take on and off. Okay. But the problem is making an OL with the table. There's no problem with Noel,
it's already there. It's expanding a pre-existing table. And anytime when you make for the very first time, Noel is a problem. Once Noel already is there, you're expanding a pre-existing table. That's normal.
Collapsed tables,
is
that okay? Collapsed tables, they
collapse. Folding table. A folding table. You never heard that it's sauce to open up a folding table on Shabbos. Right. We never heard such a thing. Yeah. You're allowed to open up a folding table on Shabbos. Never interesting. Are we making an OL? That's not called an OL. We don't perceive that as being an OL. It's a kli. It's a utensil.
It's one piece, nevertheless. If you would, let's say you had two legs,
so what?
And you
umbrella is one piece,
clips, and you would take the lid. And
an umbrella, technically, they all talk about it. Umbrella technically is mutter. There are a lot of hetera for an umbrella, and they all get, everyone gets very defensive because umbrella should be mutter for many reasons. It's just that don't. He's going to mention over here in a few moments as well. Yeah.
Would it be better to make a leaf for a table that had little pegs that were able, you could move them down on Shabbos so that on Shabbos you could show,
I'm not sure,
that you're not attaching it, and during the week, if you want to make it stronger, you move the pegs up.
Seemingly, that would seem to be correct. That makes logical sense. Yeah.
Did you say an umbrella is
invention?
The Shabbos tables, you never heard you can open up a table.
It would be better. It would be...
You don't need to be better. You don't have to be more machmir. Okay, let's finish up. Yeah.
You don't have to. You need a table. You take two.
Maybe that might be worse.
That's worse
because you're making it for the very first time. That's worse. You're making it for the very first time. A table where you have the legs are attached on the hinge, that's considered ready to be in existence before Shabbos. But to go make a table the very first time, that would probably be problematic. Okay.
So if you're at a hotel and on Shabbos and you're outside the umbrella, and it's sunny and someone...
The table umbrellas.
Table umbrellas.
The table umbrellas technically is mutter. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do it. We don't do it. If it's open a little bit and you want to open a little bit more, halacha l'maisa, we don't play around with those patio, the patio umbrellas. It's considered to be making an oil on Shabbos, even though technically it's not really because it's already open a little bit before Shabbos, a little bit, right? And it's
that it was that it's, if you put an umbrella down on the floor, it would just fall off.
Yeah. Real oil.
Yeah, in other words,
he mentions it here soon. A matria. It's called a matria in Hebrew.
Still, they wouldn't allow it. Yeah. Stuck in a hole in the table.
It's not in the spirit of Shabbos.
What's an oil? What is the definition of an oil?
Oil is a flat surface of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's part of boinet, construction. Anytime you erect on Shabbos a shelter. That's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's considered the malacha derais, the establishment for the very first time of a new permanent shelter that you plan to have remained there for forever for more than 8 days would be considered a malacha derais.
Why is an ohel? How could an umbrella be considered an ohel? You don't
exactly. That's why technically there are many reasons why an umbrella is not an ohel derais.
Does it have to be 10 tefachim off the ground?
Yes, it does. It has to be 10 tefachim off the ground, which is not very much, which is like your chair is almost about 10 tefachim off the ground. And it has to be permanent, and has to be fresh. It didn't exist before Shabbos in any shape or form. Like I said, an umbrella, technically, first of all, it's on, it's meant to open and close. It's not stable on its own. I mean, as I said, it's not stable on its own. You let go, it falls down on the floor. Yeah. It's not a permanent structure. Yeah. You could just soon fall down. So technically, it would be permitted to open up an umbrella on Shabbos. But all of the poskim are very,
slippery.
They're all like, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't look for trouble.
They're very wet.
Not everything in halacha is clear cut. In halacha, that's why today there's so much trouble. If you're following the articles, open orthodoxy is treading upon on territory where technically, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do that are technically mutter. But it's very, you're coming very, very close. You're coming very, very close to things which are halachically aser, and there are things.
That it falls on the floor and it opens and closes.
By itself, that's right. So technically an umbrella should be mutter.
That's right.
So technically should be mutter. So where do we go wrong, right? Where did we go wrong in this world? And decide to be so machmir. We're extremists. We're right-wing extremists. Tradition, it did not sit well. Look, talk about the Erev, okay? You want to talk about controversy? Talk about the Erev. Listen, I don't know. You're talking to the wrong guy, okay? You're talking to the wrong guy. I don't have the answers. Okay, let's go further. Let's finish up. Again, I'm on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. I'm on the bottom, underneath the bar, on the bottom where it says Lamed Aleph in the Shemus of Halacha. So Ayin Behagos Maharsham B'Shem Sefer Hachayim Demuter Lehosiu Lachzir Hatreisin Lahachaloinos. You're allowed to take away and replace the shutters, the window shutters, like we learned before. That's exactly what it says in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. What? The trisim. Trisim are the shutters. Exactly what it says in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, because these are things which are meant to open and close. It's not boine. Boine is only when it's meant permanently to remain in that place. A window shutter, you don't want the window to be permanently closed. The window, that's the purpose of a window. A window is to open and close, so it's not considered to be permanent. You're not mevatel it. It's not permanently attached, and you, furthermore, you're not being mevatel it. You don't want it to be remain there permanently. I think it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think it means. I think it's Rabbi Kiva Zeresh. His sigolov, he's not so is not so happy with this psak halacha, putting a pekak, because he seems to require the other conditions where it has to be noticeable that it's not going to be there permanently. You have to have a rope attached to the shutter. You have this in the Gemara, a rope attached to the shutter and has to be suspended by this rope. On the other hand, if it's noticeable, you do it over many multiple times, you take it out or put it back in. So therefore it's very clear that it's not going to be seiser. Yesh lahakel v'chein hadid min filsach halonos hachazarosan. He says even taking out the windows themselves, that's I'm not sure which windows you're referring to. Today you're not going to be allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take out a whole panel. Today our windows, the good new window, I don't know about the new windows they put over here, right? They put over here new windows yesterday.
Yeah.
These don't come out.
No.
But the old windows did come out. The old windows, you lift it up, and then you, on the top there are two things, and you push them in, they come out, and then if you twist it a little bit, you can actually take it out. So taking out the entire panel and putting it back inside will be a melacha d'oraisa, because it's meant to stay inside. Here he talks about windows, which it seems that in the olden days, no, they actually took out the whole window itself. It's hot outside. It's hot inside.
Storm goes. You can replace it with a screen. You take out the glass.
Yeah.
And you put in a screen.
But it's meant to go for a long time. 6 months is a long time.
Yes,
but he's talking over here about certain types of windows in ancient times where the way you open the window is not like today. You slide it up and down, or you pull it in and out. You take it out when it's. That's right. You take out the entire window. It's taken out of the socket. You take out the whole window. That's like a shutter. That's no different than a shutter. The only difference is instead of being a piece of glass, a wood, it's a piece of glass. The same exact principles apply to windows. V'ayin baruch ha-sachayim ha-chadosh she'hevi gam kei mishut shnoi s'chayim she'mut l'idlois ha, I don't know what that word is, bifnim. It's some type in Abai, some type, you know what the word is? Halodin?
That's the screen.
The screen? So he holds that it's mutter. He holds it's mutter, I guess, it's something which is only temporary.
A shutter.
A shutter? Okay, so it's a shutter. It's meant to open, take out, and put back inside. You know, but Rivian makes it very clear that our screens today, for detecting bugs, it's usur, because those things are meant to be there permanently, or at least for a very long time. That will be boina d'oraisa.
But what about the old type of screens where you pulled up the window and you had this thing.
Wooden frame screen, and you expand it and put it in the window.
How long do you leave it there for?
As long as you want.
A whole season.
No. You close the window.
I'm not familiar with them.
I don't know. So if it's only temporary, then there's a shutter. The aside is, if it's only meant to be temporary, less than a day, less than 8 days, only when you would, then they hold it, and it's nicker. It's a very important principle. It keeps on bringing out that point. It has to be very noticeable to an onlooker that this is not permanent.
Yes. Then
it's mutter. Then he clearly says mutter. Something which is abstract. You go in an old shed. In modern times, we don't really appreciate these halachas. But go back 100 years. You go to Radin, right? I'm sure they didn't have such a nice structure. You look at the pictures of what they look. You know, you have a barn and there's a hole in the wall. So you take a piece of wood and you put it up against the hole. Is it a door? Is it some type of window treatment? Whatever it is, it's not so clear. When it's not so clear, you're running into trouble. During wartime, Kehim, blackout curtains, al hachalaynay, same tulim al pase barzel, bitabos, viachut, choruz, isom, leparsham, there was on some type of string, you could open and close it, leroychet hachalaynay, special safel during at night, dark, the ain bezer, b'shum iser, binyin vestira oil, there's no problem because only temporary. The gam loim ishum uvdin the chol, there's no issue of the chol, these type of temporary curtains or protective shields were mutter. Okay, we are going to stop here.